姐妹大家平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们能够今天在主里面一同擘饼纪念他。
We thank the Lord that we can break bread and remember him together.
我们也可以在他话语里面一同从他宝座上接受供应。
And we can also receive his provision from heaven together.
前一阵子我跟弟兄姐妹曾经交通过产业的事情。
In the past, I had shared about the inheritance with brothers and sisters.
感谢主，因为这是他的心意。
And we thank the Lord because this is His will.
好，那我们今天我们开始主的话之前，交通之前，我们先来读一些主的话。
But today, before we start, let us read a few passages.
我们先打开罗马书十五章。
Let's start by reading Romans 15.
罗马书十五章第四节
，verse 4。
从前所写的圣经都是为教训我们写的，叫我们因圣经所生的忍耐和安慰，可以得着盼望。
For whatever was written in earlier times was written for our instruction, so that through perseverance and the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope.
Okay, 这里讲到说，从前所写的圣经。
Here it mentions whatever was written in earlier times.
那我们知道这应该是讲的是旧约。
So that should refer to the Old Testament.
那这边讲特别是说为了教训我们写的。
In particular, it says was written for our instruction.
所以神的话写在圣经上面，借着神的话，然后来英文说 instruction， 就是中文说教训，其实也就是带领我们，给我们有个指引。
So we see that the word was placed in the word of God, and then it becomes our instruction or guidance.
好，我们再来看哥林多前书第十章。
Next, let's turn to 1 Corinthians 10.
十一节
，verse 11.
他们遭遇这些事都要作为鉴戒，并且写在经上，正是警戒我们这些末世的人。
Now these things happened to them as an example, and they were written for our instruction, upon whom the ends of the ages have come.
这边又提到一次写在经上。
Once again here says these things were written.
那我们晓得这里讲到是那时候摩西带领以色列百姓出埃及的事情。
Now the context is that Moses was leading the Israelites out of Egypt.
那这边都有提到一些借着主的话来提醒我们。
So these verses have mentioned that through the word of God we are given instruction or a reminder.
好，我们有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
父啊，当我们把这些话摆在面前的时候，我们仰望圣灵在我们里面工作。
Heavenly Father, as we place these words before you, we look to the Holy Spirit to lead us.
我们也深信这些话是向所有你的百姓所说的。
And we believe that these words are spoken to your people.
为着要叫我们能够进入你自己的心意。
In order that we may enter into your will.
我们感谢赞美归给你。
We give you all thanksgiving and praise.
我们求主保守这段时间。
May you keep this time.
主要纪念你自己教会的需要。
May you remember the needs of your church.
你百姓的需要。
The needs of your people.
更是主你自己的需要。
Even more so than your own needs.
我们俯伏在你面前。
We bow down before you.
感谢赞美归给你。
We give you all thanksgiving and praise.
奉主的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.我们晓得在现在现今这个时代离主的日子越来越近。
We know that this age is drawing ever closer to the Lord's return.
不仅仅看看这个现在的环境，这个时代各样的情况。
You see by looking at this age and all the conditions in this world.
所以我们知道真的主的脚步近了。
So we know that the Lord's footsteps are drawing near.
但是我们还是要生活，我们还是要工作，我们还是要学习。
But we must still live, we must still work, and we must still learn.
特别我们还要在神的家里面，我们一起 还服侍主。
And together we still serve the Lord in His house.
那圣经刚才我们念的这两段圣经呢，好像都是一些提醒。
So we read two passages that seem to all be reminders.
提醒我们什么呢
？What are they reminding us of？
因为从前神的百姓有学过一些功课。
In the past, God's children have learned some lessons.
在现今这个世代呢，我们同样也要经历相同的事。
And in today's age, we will encounter some of the same things.
所以，感谢主在这个上面能够继续提醒我们。
And we thank the Lord because in these aspects, He can continue to remind us.
刚才我们念到，在哥林多前书说，他们遭遇这些事。
Now, in 1 Corinthians, we read that these things happened to them.
那这些事是哪些事呢?
So what things happened to them?
那刚才我们知道,这是保罗,他写书信给哥林多的教会的弟兄姐妹,那他用的是摩西带领百姓出埃及的事情。
We know that as Paul was writing this letter to the Corinthians, he used the example of Moses leading the Israelites out of Egypt.
那我们知道那是一段很不容易学习的功课。
We know that there were many difficult lessons there.
百姓们经过了很长的时间。
The people went through a long time.
他们学了很多很多的功课。
And they learned many lessons.
我们也知道第一代的以色列人全部倒闭在旷野。
And we know that the first generation of Israelites all fell in the wilderness.
那保罗今天写出来，他说这些事都要作为鉴戒。
And here Paul writes that these things happened to them as an example.
那当这些事如果成为我们的鉴戒的时候
，So when these things become our example，
那我们刚刚念的罗马书第十五章第四节
，Then as we read in Romans 15:4，
那边讲到说。从前写的圣经都是为教训我们写的。
That whatever was written in earlier times was written for our instruction.
所以呢，叫我们能够走在讨神喜悦的路上。
That we are able to walk upon the way pleasing to the Lord.
如果我们能够听得见他的提醒，他的警戒。
If we are able to hear his instruction and his examples.
当我们听见了，当我们读到主这些话的提醒的时候。那在圣经里面所生的忍耐和安慰呢，我们就可以得着盼望。
So that when we do hear these instructions and examples, then the perseverance and the encouragement of the scriptures may give us hope.
那如果没有听见的话呢
？But if you haven't heard it,
那很可能像这些百姓在出埃及的过程里面所遭遇的这些事。
Then it's possible that you encounter the things that those who were leaving Egypt encountered.
所以我想今天我就用他们的这些出埃及之后要进迦南的这些经历呢，我们举其中几个例子，我们来看看神是怎么向当时候的百姓说话，也向今天我们说话。
So we will use some examples from the Old Testament.Of how God spoke to those people just before they were entering Canaan and how He speaks to us today.
因为我们知道神要把他百姓带进那流奶与蜜之地。
We know that God wanted to bring His people into the land flowing with milk and honey.
那就是神所应许之地。
It's the land that God has promised.
因为那代表神的丰富。
It represents God's abundance.
神要我们得着他为我们预备的产业。
And he wants us to receive that inheritance he's prepared for us.
那也就是在今天我们能够完全得着基督。
So today we must fully capture Christ.
然后当我们进入了，我们就好像住在基督里面一样。
And when we enter in, it's as if we are living in Christ.
我们来读一下申命记。
Let's read Deuteronomy.
申命记第八章。
Chapter 8.
我所举的例子大家其实都很熟悉。
So the example I'm giving everyone should be fairly familiar.
不会很陌生。
Should not be too unfamiliar.
那第八章我们开始看一下。第八章的第六节。
Starting in verse 6, chapter
8. 你要谨守耶和华你神的诫命遵行他的道敬畏他。
Therefore, you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God, to walk in his way and to fear him.
因为耶和华你神领你进入美地，那地有河，有泉，有源，从山谷中流出水来。
For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs flowing forth in valleys and hills.
那地有小麦、大麦、葡萄树、无花果树、石榴树、橄榄树和蜜。
A land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey.
你在那地不缺食物，一无所缺。那地的石头是铁，山内可以挖铜。
A land where you will eat food without scarcity, in which you will not lack anything. A land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills you can dig copper.
你吃得饱足，就要称颂耶和华你的神，因他将那美地赐给你。
When you have eaten and are satisfied, you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which he has given you.
在以色列人他们要进迦南之前，神再一次告诉他们这一块地是个美地。
Once again, before the Israelites were about to enter Canaan, God again reminded the Israelites that this land they were going into was a good land.
神给我们的是那应许之地是一个非常非常美好的地方。
The land God has promised is such a good place.
但是第六节他又是提醒。
But there's another reminder.
他说你要谨守。
To keep.
还要遵行。
And to follow.
还要敬畏。
And to fear.
以这样的态度。
And in this attitude.
你所享受的，你所进入的，是那美好丰盛之地。
Then what you enjoy and what you enter into is a good land.
大家知道我前一阵子刚刚去以色列。
Recently I went to Israel.
前几天才刚回来。
And I just got back a few days ago.
那当我们在约旦的时候。
When we were in Jordan.
就是还没有进迦南的时候。
Before we entered Canaan.
有几位弟兄们，我们有一点交通。
Some of us brothers had some fellowship.
我们就问了一个问题。
And there was one question.
我们都知道十二个支派里面。
Now in those 12 tribes.
有两个半支派。他们是在哪里？
There were 2.5 tribes and where were they?
他们选择了约旦河东的地，对不对？
They chose the land that was east of the Jordan River.
所以我们的交通是什么呢？
What was our sharing?
那究竟这两个半支派他们的这个选择是不是神的旨意？
The question was, did these 2.5 tribes choose the land according to God's will or not?
那时候我们就有一些不同的答案，不同的交通。
So we had some different answers.
那你觉得呢？还是大家弟兄姐妹觉得呢？
So what does everyone think?
我如果说问赞成是神的旨意或不赞成是神的旨意，可能都会有人举手。
I believe if I asked people to take a vote, then probably different people would have different responses.
因为的确是有一点点好像不知道什么是标准答案。
Because if you think about it, you don't necessarily know what the right answer is.
因为如果不是神的旨意，那神干嘛要给他们？
Because if it's not the will of God, why did God give it to them?
因为圣经里面有讲到河东的产业。
Because the Bible does mention the inheritance east of the Jordan.
而且我们知道，当大卫把整个以色列以及那地统一了之后，然后到了所罗门的时候。
And we also know, after David unified the land, we come to the era of Solomon.
那时候所罗门的疆界是非常大的。
And Solomon's borders were very broad.
包括了那两个半支派的地。
It
甚至还更往东更远。
It encompassed the land of those 2.5 tribes, and in fact extended even further.
所以就的版图来讲，这都是神给以色列的地。
In terms of the land, this is all the land that God gave the Israelites.
但是呢，有人又说， 但神明明讲的那个迦南美地呢有个地界的。
However, someone also mentioned that the land of Canaan, as mentioned in the, as God stated, has its specific boundaries.
那它的东界呢就是约旦河整个一直到死海就没有过了。
And in the Bible, it says that the border of Canaan is up to the Jordan River, continuing south to the Dead Sea, and nothing east of that.
所以有人讲的比较属灵一点。
So some people said a little more spiritual.
他们选择的是神许可的旨意。
They said that they chose God's permissive will.
或者是次好的。
In other words, the second best of the will of God.
好，我们来看一下图，好不好？一张那个他们十二支派的图。
Let's take a look at a picture.
不过也许不是很清楚啊。
It might not be too clear.
我们可以看到，这个有颜色的，就是右边啊，就是在死海，然后在这个，不知道大家可不可以看得清楚啊？绿色的、紫色的，然后再更绿一点的。
So you can see the Dead Sea and you can see the Jordan River, and on the right of that, you see the bright green, the purple, and the dark green.
那就是两个半支派。
Those are the two and a half tribes.
流便、加德和马拉西半个支派。
Reuben, Gad, and half Manasseh.
那他们是从哪里开始呢？
Where did they start?
最南边就是从那个摩押的地界之上。
And that land starts north of the territory of Moab.
就是亚嫩河以上。
North of the Brook of Arnon.
好，然后呢，一直到上面，也就是到了现今的，快到加利利海，那有个很小的，那再上去呢，那就是今天的葛兰高地。
And
哦，这样子，对啊，好。
Okay, so and then the northern border continues up until roughly the Sea of Galilee into what is today the Golan Heights.
这个是加利利。
There's the Sea of Galilee.
然后这上面这是黑门山了。
And to the north is Mount Hermon.
Yeah, 所以就这一块地。
That land.
那我想有两个半支派会选择这个地方。
Now the two and a half tribes chose this land.
一定有他的理由。
They must have had their reason.
因为神之前说得很清楚。
Because God spoke very clearly beforehand.
当我们知道他们是在什么情况下选的。
Under what condition did they choose this land?
我们来看一下在民数记三十二章。
Let's turn to Numbers 32.
民数记三十二章第一节到第五节
Verse 1 to 5
流便子孙和加德子孙的牲畜极其众多他们看见亚谢地和基列地是可放牧牲畜之地
Now the sons of Reuben and the sons of Gad had an exceedingly large number of livestock. So when they saw the land of Jazer and the land of Gilead, that it was indeed a place suitable for livestock.
就来见摩西和祭司以利亚撒，并会众的首领说。
And the sons of Gad and the sons of Reuben came and spoke to Moses and to Eleazar, the priest, and to the leaders of the congregation, saying,
亚大路、底本、亚谢、宁拉、西十本、以利亚利、士班、尼波、比稳。
Ataroth, Dibon, Jazar, Nimroth, Heshbon, Elela, Seban, Nebo, and Bayon.
就是耶和华在以色列会众面前所攻取之地，是可放牧牲畜之地。你仆人也有牲畜。
The land which the Lord conquered before the congregation of Israel is a land for livestock, and your servants have livestock.
又说，我们若在你眼前蒙恩，求你把这地给我们为业。不要领我们过约旦河。
They said, if we have found favor in your sight, let this land be given to your servants as a possession. Do not take us across the Jordan.
第一个，他们众多。
So the first thing is, they were an exceedingly large number.
然后呢，他们看见了这个地的时候呢，那是他们当把亚摩利人打败之后。
And when did they see this land? It was after they had defeated the Amorites.
然后他们看这地是说可牧放牲畜之地。
They saw that it was indeed a place suitable for livestock.
大家都知道，他们在旷野已经那时候漂流了整整的四十年。
We know that they had already wandered for 40 years.
然后打了几个仗。
They had fought a few battles.
那到这时候还没进迦南。
At this point, they had yet to enter Canaan.
就要在进迦南之前呢，这时候流便跟迦得子孙他们来见摩西。
Now, right before they were to enter Canaan, Reuben, the sons of Reuben and Gad came to see Moses.
我如果等一下放几个图哦，我个人是这样体会啦，不是给他们找理由，我觉得他们是有很好的理由。为什么要做这个决定？
Now later when you see a few pictures, you can see why they have some good reasons to make this decision.
好，我们来看一下。
Let's take a look.
下，好 ，OK。这里啊，这是亚木河的这一带啊。
Mm-hmm.
啊，这是亚木河。
That area is the region of the Yarmouk River.
就是这个两个半支派他们要拿的。
That is within the area that the two and a half tribes wanted to get.
蛮漂亮的吧。
It seems rather pretty, right?
所以他们说是可放牧之地，大家觉得可不可以？
So you see it. Do you think that this is a land suitable for livestock?
这都是刚才我们看那两个半支派的那景象啊，那个地。
This is also part of the land.
啊，再继续。这样子，你看，这边刚刚有提到，他们看到亚谢地和基列地啊。
So it mentions the land of Gilead and the land of Jazer.
OK， 好，继续。好，那好，那这是耶利哥。
对。
那个。
你说九三呀？
哦，不是那个巴兰的吗？
巴兰没有。
哦，好 ，Sorry， 我漏掉了啊，这个不用。
Okay. Okay. We can stop here for now.
那之前我们讲说他们在旷野漂流了四十年。
So earlier we mentioned that they had wandered in the wilderness for 40 years.
那个叫做大而可畏的旷野。
It was known as the great and terrible wilderness.
那个干旱疲乏无水之地。
A land that was dry and barren without water.
那本来想让弟兄姐妹看的。
Originally I was going to put a picture of that.
他太仁慈了。他觉得在那个大而可畏旷野一放啊，大家就像以色列人一样，心就消化了。
But perhaps if we put the picture on, then everyone would see the great and terrible wilderness, and all your hearts would melt.
那就是他们之前呢，这四十年几乎都在旷野，在沙漠。
In the past 40 years, they were basically in the wilderness, in the desert.
那我本来有几张照片了，就是在这个旷野里面呢，就偶尔就一棵树，皂荚树。
And as you go through the desert, there might occasionally be an acacia tree.
那你想想看，他们经过这些之后，打了仗之后呢，突然碰到刚才给大家看的这个，要是你会怎么样？
So consider it. They have fought a few battles, and now they have finally reached a land that looked like this. What would you think?
他们想说，等一下要过约旦河了，其实战争才刚刚开始。
They thought, if you cross the Jordan River, that means the battles have only just started.
他们也许心里想，那时候前一代那个探子不回来报告吗？
Perhaps they also considered the earlier generation. We know that the spies had made their report.
那迦南地呢？里面还有很多更凶悍的敌人。
There are many fierce enemies in Canaan.
所以他们来找摩西了。
And now they came to find Moses.
他们就说：“如果我在你眼前蒙恩呢？”求你把这个地呢，就刚才我们看这个呢，赐给他们。
They said, if we have found favor in your sight, let this land be given to your servants as a possession.
不要领我们过约旦河。
They said, do not take us across the Jordan.
所以两个半支派拿约旦河东的这个地呢，就是这样的故事。
And that's the story of how the two and a half tribes took the land east of the Jordan.
其实这无可厚非吧。
So this doesn't seem to have a right answer.
他们也答应摩西。
They also promised Moses.
他们的男丁，他们的勇士会跟着过河，跟着其他九个半支派一起打仗，一起征战，等征战都平息了，他们这些勇士再回河东的那块地。
They also promised Moses that their people, that their strong men and their armed men would also cross the Jordan with the rest of the nine tribes. They would fight until the land was subdued and had peace, and then they would return.
所以这也够意思了。
And that seems to be a good enough reason.
他们没有说那你们自己去拼，我们就留在这儿。他们也是说也跟着他们一起打仗。
They didn't say that they would stay in this land and they would let the others go fight. They said they would also join in the battles.
所以摩西就答应他们了。
And then Moses agreed.
那从此就是两个半支派在河东，九个半支派在河西。
And after that, two and a half tribes were east of the Jordan, while nine and a half tribes were west of the Jordan.
那我想这样应该也不错吧。
And you think about it, it seems like this is pretty good.
因为九个半支派到迦南地那分的地就可以大一点了嘛，对不对
？Now the nine and a half tribes in Canaan, they could have a bit more land.
而且这个地真的是好地啊，刚才我们看的。
And indeed, as we saw, the land looks good.
可以养活很多很多的人。
You can nourish many people here.
不，但是我们还是来看主的话是怎么样来描述，究竟这个是不是主要的。
But let us look at the word of God to see whether or not this is actually what the Lord wanted.
我们先从一个故事里面可以看见当他们没有进入之后那他们是怎么样的心态。
And we can look from one story, because they didn't enter the land, what was their heart condition?
士师记。
Judges.
我们都知道那个基甸的故事。
We all know the story of Gideon.
基甸不是带着三百人跟米甸人打仗吗
？We know that Gideon took the 300 men to fight the Midianites.
第八章，士师记第八章。
Judges chapter 8.
第四节
，verse 4.
基甸和跟随他的三百人到约旦河过渡，虽然疲乏，还是追赶。
Then Gideon and the 300 men who were with him came to the Jordan and crossed over, weary yet pursuing.
基甸对苏哥人说，求你们拿饼来给跟随我的人吃，因为他们疲乏了。我们追赶米甸人的两个王，西巴和撒木拿。
He said to the men of Succoth, please give the loaves of bread to the people who are following me, for they are weary, and I am pursuing Zeba and Zalmunna, the kings of Midian.
苏哥人的首领回答说，西巴和撒木拿已经在你手里，你使我们将饼给你的军兵吗
？The leaders of Succoth said, "Are the hands of Zeba and Zalmunna already in your hands that we should give bread to your army?"
苏哥人这里提到一个苏哥人。
Here it mentions the men of Succoth.
苏哥在基列地
，and Succoth is in the land of Gilead.
那就是。其实就是在那个两个半支派那里面。
So it's within the land of the two and a half tribes.
那他是讲苏哥，苏哥人就是其实就是这两个半支派的人。
So these men of Succoth are the men of the two and a half tribes.
其实我们大约可以感觉到一件事情。
So we can probably feel one thing.
当以色列百姓，我们知道在士师的时候，以色列百姓也。很多的征战。
We know that during the time of the judges, there were also many battles.
他们受到很多的攻击。
They were attacked many times.
但在这个时候。
But during this time,
当他们的弟兄有需要了。
When their brothers had some needs,
然后他们到了这个过了约旦河渡过去之后，到了河东这边，他们有需要向他们的弟兄们要。
And these people had crossed the Jordan to come east of the Jordan, and they had some needs, and they requested of their brothers here.
我们可以感觉到，这个河东的这个两个半支派似乎不是很关心他们弟兄们需要。
We can feel that these two and a half tribes were not very caring of their brethren's needs.
没错，基甸就带了三百个人，事实上就打败了。刚才我们讲到的那个米甸 Midianites.
It's true, Gideon and the 300 men had defeated these Midianites.
但是这对河东的两个半支派好像不太干他们的事情。
But to these people east of the Jordan, it seemed like this wasn't really their concern.
那这个上面我们可以看得出来, 当他们不是完全在神的心意里面的时候, 很自然的, 他们的心
And we can see that when their heart wasn't fully within God's will, then naturally their heart was not as caring about their brethren's needs.
虽然他们没有扯后腿,
even though they didn't shrink back,
但是似乎这是你们那一边的事情,
but it was this is your matter over there, your matter with the Midianites.
那时间关系我没有办法把后面这个读啊，大家有时间去看看，真的你就可以感体会得到，好像弟兄们十二个支派弟兄们当中有点说不出来的疏离感。Since
now we don't have time to read this in detail, but if you read it, you will notice that in among these 12 tribes, it seems as if these brethren there was some rift between them.
这是我们很需要去思考的。And
this is something that we should consider.
因为事实上呢，神的心意，神的那个见证啊，不是在哪一个支派上面。Because
God's will or testimony isn't just upon one tribe.
不是哪个支派很厉害，像我们讲哦，犹大支派像狮子。It's
not like as we say the tribe of Judah is strong like a lion.
那只要犹大支派好，就没问题了。So
as long as Judah is good, then everything is fine.
神他要的见证是十二个支派。
But God's testimony was for all of Israel, the 12 tribes, the entire family to be together.
虽然他们那时候选择了不进，不过约旦河，不进迦南地。
Even though they had chosen that they would not cross the Jordan and enter Canaan,
神也好像允许了他们留在那里。
And it seems that God allowed them to stay there.
啊，这是一个。 我们来看看圣灵怎么解释这件事情。
But let's see, how did the Holy Spirit explain this?
因为刚刚我只是读一下，我们稍微看一下他们这样的情况。
Since that passage we read earlier, it just gives us an idea of their condition.
我们来看历代志。
Let's take a look at First Chronicles.
让弟兄姐妹多读一点。 那我们都知道历代志其实就是用圣灵的角度来解释以色列人的历史。We
know that 1st and 2nd Chronicles was through the Holy Spirit's perspective to explain the history of Israel.
历代志上第5章第26节。
1st Chronicles chapter 5 verse 26.
我们就读这一节就好了。Just
this verse.
故此以色列的神激动亚述王普勒和亚述王提格拉皮尼色的心，他们就把流便人、迦德人、马拉西半支派的人掳到哈列、哈伯、哈拉和歌散河边，直到今日还在那里。So
the God of Israel stirred up the spirit of Pul, king of Assyria. Even the spirit of Tilgath-Pilnesar, king of Assyria, and he carried them away into exile, namely the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, and brought them to Hala, Habor, Hara, and to the river of Gozan to this day.
虽然我们知道以色列人后来分裂成南北两国，北国呢也被掳了，后来南国呢在巴比伦的时候也被掳了。
We know that later on, Israel was divided into the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom. Later on, the northern kingdom was taken captive, and eventually Babylon also took the southern kingdom captive.
但是那是另外一件事情。今天我们看这两个半支派是最早被掳的。And
now that's a different matter. But here we see that these 2.5 tribes were the earliest to be taken captive.
这边讲到。 两个半支派
Here mentions 2.5 tribes.
被亚述王就就掳去了。
They were taken captive by the Assyrian king.
那 直到写这个书的人，他说直到今日还在那里。
And during the time of the writer, it was even to that day.
那这是个悲剧。
And that is a tragedy.
他们选择了他们觉得合理的，他们觉得是他们喜欢的。
They chose what seemed reasonable and what they liked.
其实就着我讲，要我选择，当我是说后话，但是说实在的，真的很难很难不去想选择那个。
And now to be honest, even though this is looking at it from a later perspective, even for me, it seems difficult to say which one to choose.
前面已经饥渴了好久好久了。
You've already been in thirst for so many years.
有时候连一棵树都看不到。
And sometimes you can't see even a single tree.
今天突然看到这大片美好的地方。
And then today suddenly you saw this beautiful land.
今天在今天，约旦那是属于约旦跟叙利亚，还是他们现在几乎全国最大宗的农产品的来源，都在那里生产。
And today, even in the country of Jordan, that region is their largest region of agriculture.
谁不会想？
So who wouldn't want that?
哇，突然这么好，一定神的旨意。
Suddenly, it looks so good. It must be the will of God.
不管神的见证。
And they don't care about the testimony of God.
但是我们来看神是怎么说呢？
But what did God say?
我们知道他们的结局了。
We know their end result.
但神很奇妙，在以西结书又让我们看了一遍。
But amazingly, in Ezekiel, God shows it to us again.
以西结书第四十八章。
Ezekiel 48.
其实我觉得这也许弟兄姐妹都很熟啊，只是说把它摆在一起的时候，我觉得我们可以学一点。
So perhaps brothers and sisters are all very familiar with this, but if we put it all together, then there may be a lesson for us.
以西结四十八章第一节，第一节到第七节。
Ezekiel 48 verse 1-7.
我们还是念一下好了，因为虽然很长。众支派按民所得之地记在下面，从北头。由希特伦往哈马口到大马色地界上的哈沙以南，北界靠着哈马地，各支派的地都有东西的边界，是但的一分。
Now these are the names of the tribes from the northern extremity beside the way of Heslon to Lebo Hamath.As far as Hazar Enan, at the border of Damascus, towards the north beside Hamath, running from east to west, Dan, one portion.
按着但的地界，从东到西是亚瑟的一分。
Beside the border of Dan, from the east side to the west side, Asher, one portion.
挨着亚瑟的地界，从东到西是拿弗他利的一分。
Beside the border of Asher, from the east side to the west side, Naphtali, one portion.
按着拿弗他利的地界，从东到西是马拿西的一分。
Beside the border of Naphtali, from the east side to the west side, Manasseh one portion.
按着马拿西的地界，从东到西是以法莲的一分。
Beside the border of Manasseh, from the east side to the west side, Ephraim one portion.
挨着以法莲的地界，从东到西是流变的一分。
Beside the border of Ephraim, from the east side to the west side, Reuben one portion.
挨着流变的地界，从东到西是犹大的一分。
Beside the border of Reuben, from the east side to the west side, Judah, one portion.
好，我想我先不念了，这个很多哈。但是你，我们要知道啊，这边讲哦，大概可能讲完大家还是没有概念。
Now perhaps after you read this, you might still not have a full impression.
但这里又重新提到十二个支派的地界。
But here once again it mentions the boundaries of the 12 tribes.
如果我们去看四十七章，以西结书四十七章。
If we look at Ezekiel 47,
我只告诉经节，我想我们没时间念了哈。
We don't have time to read it, so I'll just mention the passage.
以西结书四十七章十三节，一直到二十三节。
From Ezekiel 47 verse 13-23.
这边重新再把神所赐的迦南美地那个地界重新再。
Once again, God describes the land of Canaan that God has given them.
非常清楚。
It's very clear.
这就是神要以色列百姓进去的那一块地的地界。
This is the land that God wanted the Israelites to enter into.
不在河东。
It's not east of the Jordan.
然后48章，按着这个地界12个支派分配一次。
And in chapter 48, based on the boundaries of this land, how the 12 tribes are divided.
大家如果有兴趣哦，回去以后自己拿着地图来看。
If you are interested, you can look at a map and read through it.
所以在以西结书这里呢，神再次把他心意里面十二个支派的位置究竟怎么样，很清楚的再说了一次。
So here God specifically speaks of His will of where He wants the 12 tribes to be.
十二个支派全都在这个地界里面。
And all 12 tribes are within the boundaries of the land.
所以我觉得刚刚我们一开始读的，神把他们遭遇的这些事情写出来。
So as we read earlier, God wrote down all these things that happened to them.
成为我们的警戒。
It was to be our example.
因为有时候我们真的感觉我们这个选择是应该是可以的，没有错了。
Because sometimes we may feel that some choice we make, it should be good enough. There shouldn't be any mistake.
那越是觉得选择的美好的，我们越要谨慎。
But the better your choice is, the choice looks, the more alert you should be.
所以我在这里特别提醒年轻的弟兄姐妹。
So I especially remind the young, your brothers and sisters.
当然，我们每一个人都要被提醒。
Of course, we all need this reminder.
那为什么会特别提醒年轻的弟兄姐妹呢？
But why especially the younger brothers and sisters?
因为可能你们受的试探以后会更多。
Because perhaps you will encounter more temptations.
你选择你的学业。
Whether you're choosing your career.
你的工作。
Your job.
甚至你将来的伴侣。
And your significant other.
我就提到这样。
So I'll just mention these.
那不管是怎么样，其实神的心意我们真的要很谨慎。
But no matter what, we should be very alert about God's will.
我们必须承认我们真的只是一个蒙恩的罪人。
We confess that we are just a sinner saved by grace.
要直到那日我们这个人的魂才能得到完全的救恩。
It is only until that day that our soul will be completely saved.
刚才我们弟兄选的诗歌很好，讲到是一个十字架。
As our brother had chosen the hymn, it mentioned the cross.
就是要对付我们这个人里面，特别是魂的部分。
It has to deal with us specifically regarding our soul.
那我们知道我们的魂里面有个很大的一个，就是我们的意志。
And we know that a big part of our soul is our will.
我们所有的选择就是从我们的意志来的。
And all our choices are based on our own will.
但是如果我们不受过对付的话，
But if that's not dealt with,
我们的意志跟神的旨意永远连不起来。
Our will can never be joined to God's will.
难怪以前常常有传道弟兄们说，每次年轻人碰到他就跟他讲，他说我知道神的旨意。
And that's why there was one brother who comes to speak and he says, young people who encounter him always say, I know the will of God.
只要跟我的旨意相反的，就是神的旨意。
Because as long as it's opposite to my will, that's the will of God.
当然，这是讲的比较好玩。
Of course, that's a more amusing way to put it.
但是我们真的要承认。
But we truly must confess.
不要以为我们真的都是对的。
Don't think that we are always right.
马拉西、流便、加德这两个半支派。
These two and a half tribes, Reuben, Gad, half Manasseh.
就是我们刚才圣经读的，就是我们的警戒。
These are our examples.
那还有一点时间，我们快快来看，再看另外一个故事。
And we still have some time, so let's take a look at one more example.
因为大家刚才不小心看到了后面的那张图。
So people already saw the picture that I was going to show.
那我们知道，在约书亚那时候。带领以色列人进迦南的时候，还有一件事情发生。
We know that when Joshua was bringing the Israelites into Canaan, one other thing happened.
他们第一场战役是跟谁打的？
What was the first battle they fought?
哎，我听到了。
I heard it.
耶利哥。
Jericho.
啊，那一场是非常一个，常常叫我们读了，真的是一个非常很美的一个战争。
And oftentimes when we read it, that is a very wonderful description.
因为他们不出任何的刀剑。
Because they didn't have to use their swords.
他们就照着神的话。
They only followed the word of God.
像个傻瓜一样。
Just as if a fool.
每天绕城。
They just encircled the city.
哦，绕一圈。
Circle once.
然后就回家了。
And go home.
哦，回吉甲，绕一圈又回家了。
Circle once and go home.
哦，到第七天开始，一天绕七圈。
And then on the seventh day, they circled seven times.
那这个故事真的，他们完全的顺服。
They were fully obedient.
所以他们得胜了。
And they were victorious.
但是我们来看一个蛮有意思的，我相信这大家都很熟。
And this,
第六章，
everyone should be pretty familiar.
第六章。
Joshua chapter 6.
那我们知道里面还有一个信心的故事，就是那个拉合，对不对？
And we know that there was also the story of faith, which is Rahab.
我们就说这个耶利哥是一个很坚固的城，然后里面住了一个信心之家。
And we know that Jericho was a well-fortified city, and within there lived a family of faith.
那个坚固的营垒呢，但是因着靠着对神的信心呢，他们也得救。
And because they, and by the faith of God, they were also saved.
那这是真的是很感谢主。
And we really thank the Lord.
但这边我们就来看一个小地方。
But let's just see one short passage.
第六章的第二十六节。
Chapter 6, verse 26.
当时约书亚叫众人起誓说，有兴起重建这耶利哥城的人，当在耶和华面前受咒诅。他立根基的时候必上长子，安门的时候必上幼子。
Then Joshua made them take an oath at that time, saying, Cursed before the Lord is the man who rises up and builds this city Jericho. With the loss of his firstborn, he shall lay its foundation, and with the loss of his youngest son, he shall set up its gates.
那我们都知道这个故事，那就是当耶利哥城整个被垮了以后，那约书亚就叫众人在这个事情上起誓。
We know the story. After Jericho had collapsed, Joshua made all the Israelites take this oath.
这是唯一的，他们攻的一个城呢，是整个城连墙都没有了。
And this is the only city for which, when they conquered it, the entire walls were gone.
后面呢，他们攻就是顶多攻破城门，然后进去，那城都还在。
In the other situations, perhaps they broke down the gates, but the city itself was still there.
我们来看一下那个图片。
Let's take a look at the picture.
哦，这个就是前一个，这个哦，大家看到这是今天的耶利哥。
So this is Jericho of today.
耶利哥是棕树城。
It's known as the city of palms.
哦，有看到一些棕树啊，从这个角度看去，今天耶利哥人还是很多。
And even today, the population in Jericho is fairly large.
也是世界最低的一个城。
It's also the lowest city in the world.
哦，大概海平面以下400公尺。
Roughly 400 meters below sea level.
那我们看下一个。
And then look at the next picture.
这是。就是耶利哥城的废墟。
These are the ruins of Jericho.
被挖出来了。
This is what has been dug out.
啊，整个垮掉了。
Completely collapsed.
在根据圣经的记载呢，这个是非常高大、非常坚固的城墙。
Based on the description in the Bible, this was a very well-fortified city.
在迦南呢，这些迦南七族的人呢，其实他们最厉害的就是他们的城墙都非常非常的坚固。
And actually, in the seven tribes of Canaan, all of these Canaanites were most skilled in building fortified cities.
所以当这个所有的城墙都垮了，我们知道他们绕完之后吹角等等的，大家呐喊，然后城就好像震垮了。
And we know that after they had circled the city and they all shouted and blew the trumpet, and then the city fell flat.
那这里有个提醒。
And here was a reminder.
不准再重建耶利哥城。
That you are not allowed to rebuild Jericho.
我想不知道大家读的这个会不会有疑问，还是说这个神讲的话清不清楚。
So did what God say here was it very clear?
而且还讲到咒诅。
And even speaks of a curse.
立根基，长子就死。
It says if you build the foundation, your oldest son will die.
安门的时候呢，幼子就死。
And as you set up the gates, your youngest son will die.
所以不管你有多少个儿子。
So it doesn't matter how many sons you have.
你会从长子一直死到最后一个。
So you will lose them from the oldest to the youngest.
这非常非常重的咒诅。
That's a very serious curse.
所以我想我们不去讲这里面属灵的含义或怎么样去分析什么，但是就很清楚，神不要这个城重建。
So we don't need to go through the details of the spiritual principle, but it's very clear that God does not want this city to be rebuilt.
但是很可惜的。
But unfortunately.
就是有人听不懂。
Someone did not understand.
我们也听不懂。
And we don't understand.
有时候主的话很清楚。
Sometimes the word of God is very clear.
也许它是很小声的，圣灵用很微小的声音告诉你。
Perhaps the Holy Spirit speaks with a still small voice.
或者像那个保罗在大马色路上，好像那个有那个打雷的声音一样，很大声的说。
Or perhaps it's like when Paul was on the road to Damascus, and there was a very loud, thunderous voice.
但我们就听不到。
Yet we can't hear it.
我们来看列王记上。
Let's turn to 1 Kings.
16章。
Chapter 16.
列王记上十六章。
1 Kings 16.
十六章三十四节
，verse 34。
亚哈在位的时候，有伯特利人希伊勒重建耶利哥城，立根基的时候丧了长子亚比兰，安门的时候丧了幼子希哥，正如耶和华见嫩的儿子约书亚所说的话。
In his days, Hiel the Bethelite built Jericho. He laid its foundations with the loss of Abiram, his firstborn, and set up its gates with the loss of his youngest son, Segub, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke by Joshua, the son of Nun.
把刚才那句话，刚才我们念的约书亚记，约书亚说的，只是说他把人摆上去了。
So it's what we had read earlier in Joshua, but now with names.
有一个伯特利人希伊勒
，a person Hiel the Bethelite。
当我们现在读，觉得他实在是很糊涂，他真的是很刚硬。
So when we read this today, we think he was very foolish. He must have been very hard.
但是刚才我们讲了，从前他们所遭遇的这些事，都要作为我们的警戒。
But as we mentioned earlier, what they had encountered in the past, these were all for our example.
而且它这个城墙不是说像我们现在玩那个电脑游戏啊，按一个键就起来，按一个键就好了。
And it's not like when you're playing a video game, you can just press a button and then the walls are built.
他立根基的时候，长子死了。
When he built the foundation, the oldest son died.
直到安门的时候，幼子死了。
And when he set up the gates, his youngest son died.
这一定是一个不短的时间。
That was not a short time.
对不对
?Right?
少说也要一两年吧。
Even at the fastest, at least 1 to 2 years.
他要把整个城耶利城城墙建起来。
You had to build all the walls for Jericho.
难道他死长子的时候他没有想到吗
?So when his oldest son died, did he not think of this?
圣经没有讲说他有几个孩子。
The Bible doesn't say how many sons he had.
但是如果当他看他的孩子一个一个死掉的时候
，But as he sees his sons die，
我不知道弟兄姐妹，如果是你，你难道不会觉得奇怪，或者是想到神从前讲的话吗
？Now, if I don't know if it were you, but would you have thought that something was strange, or if would you have remembered the word of the Lord from the past？
他不是太糊涂，就是太刚硬。
If he wasn't foolish, then he must have been so hard-hearted.
这就是我们。
But this is who we are.
不然，刚才我们念的《哥林多前书》就不会说他们遭遇这些事是要警戒我们。
Otherwise, 1 Corinthians wouldn't have said that these things were written for our example.
不要以为我们都不会犯以色列人这些糊涂的事情。
Now don't imagine that we'll never do these foolish things that the Israelites did. Perhaps even today, we are in the process of doing that.
神借着某个环境或借着某个弟兄向你提醒了。
God has used some certain circumstance or some certain brother to remind us.
哦，不是，不是。
And we said, no, no, no.
一次，又一次。
One time,
and
again, and again.
不，那绝对不是。
Oh no, definitely not.
所以不管是我们一开始交通的这两个半支派, 或者是那个伯特利人希勒,
So whether it was the 2.5 tribes we talked about earlier, or Hiel the Bethelite here,
其实我个人相信啊, 他们一定真的是有很好的理由去做这些事情,
I believe they must have all had a good reason to do these things.
对不对,刚才看说, 哇, 这个是啊, 可放牧之地, 真的是太美好了。
As we saw earlier, that was a land suitable for livestock. It was indeed a good land.
我可以给自己解释啊,
I can explain for myself.
就是我虽然没有进入迦南, 但是我住在神的旨意的隔壁。
Even though I didn't enter Canaan, I am next door neighbor to God's will.
而且他们那个是高地。
And that was a high territory.
天天可以看到迦南地。
Every day they could look across into Canaan.
刚才还有一张图，还可以看到加利利海。
And in one of the pictures, you could even see the Sea of Galilee in the distance.
虽然我没有进去，但是在隔壁可以了。Even
though I didn't enter in, I am next door to it. That's good enough.
我的生活无虑，这个是我先要求的。My life
is comfortable. That's my first request.
但是结局很可怜。But
we see that the end result was very sad.
那这一个伯特利人希勒呢?
And Hiel the Bethelite?
刚才我们看好像耶利哥那儿也蛮热的。And
we know that Jericho is a very hot place.
我个人比较想不出理由他为什么还重建。To
me, I can't really think of a good reason why he would rebuild it.
不过他那是棕树城,那也是一个绿洲。But
it is the city of palms, and it is indeed an oasis.
你若去你就知道。And
if you go there, you know.
那里的确还是很肥沃的地方。
It is indeed still a very fertile land.
而且那个呢,是,算是从开始直到现在还有人居住呢,是算是最古老的一座城之一。
And it is one of the oldest cities to be almost continuously inhabited.
但不管怎么样,
But nevertheless,
我想我们还是回到,
Let us return to the verses we read in the beginning. Let's read it again. Romans
15, verse 4. 叫我们因圣经所生的忍耐和安慰可以得着盼望。
For whatever was written in earlier times was written for our instruction, so that through perseverance and the encouragement of the scriptures we might have hope.
都是为教训我们写的。
It was for our instruction.
哥林多前书
1 Corinthians
10章
11节 Verse 11
他们遭遇这些事都要作为鉴戒，并且写在经上，正是警戒我们这末世的人。Now
these things happened to them as an example, and they were written for our instruction, upon whom the ends of the ages have come.
所以不管我相信大家心里面对刚才讲的这个，也许都有不同的看法或不同的理解。So
perhaps you may have different understandings about the examples that we listed earlier.
但神
But God truly hopes that we can pay attention and be careful. We are just a sinner saved by grace. Sometimes we don't even know of our corruption within us.
直到神有一天, 好像借了一面镜子, 来显明出来,
Until one day God reveals to us as if with a mirror.
就像雅各一样,
Just like Jacob.
所以我真的盼望我们弟兄姐妹能够在这上面得着警戒。
So I hope that our brothers and sisters can receive a instruction from these things.
不要那么有把握, 觉得自己的选择都是对的。
Don't be so confident that your own choices must be right.
我们真的宁可等候在神面前。
We would rather wait before the Lord.
听那微小的声音。
And hear that still small voice.
或者是有弟兄们给我们的一些提醒。
Or perhaps some reminders from our brothers and sisters.
甚至最好神直接用他的话告诉我们。
Or even better, the best, God uses His word to personally tell us.
否则我们的心再好,
Otherwise, no matter how good our heart may be,
我们再愿意,
no matter how willing we are,
我们都可能会做了糊涂的决定。
It's possible that we make these foolish decisions.
做了不讨神喜悦的选择。
Make choices that are not pleasing to God's will.
结果神的见证也失去。
And then you lose the testimony of God.
但愿主的话能够继续帮助我们。
May the word of God continue to help us.
好叫那个生出来的忍耐安慰呢，叫我们得到盼望。
So that the perseverance and patience that is born within us can give us hope.
神不是就是警告骂这样的而已。
God isn't only warning you or scolding you.
神是盼望我们学到了。
God is hoping that we learned the lesson.
我们听到了。
That we've heard it.
那这些话我们就可以忍耐。
And then these words give us patience.
因为有时候我们真的等候在神面前是需要极大的忍耐。
Because waiting before the Lord requires such patience.
我们说不行了，这是再不做来不及了。
We say no, we can't wait anymore. If we don't do this, then it's too late.
哇，太多需要了。
There's too many needs.
不要等了，这没错。
No, we can't wait. This has to be right.
要等候神。 要极大的忍耐,
but to wait before the Lord, that requires so much patience.
也需要从神的话来安慰,
and we need the encouragement and comfort from the word.
否则我们会觉得委屈啊,
Otherwise, we may feel that we are mistreated.
我们不会，这不对，大家都不对。
We say everyone is wrong.
所以但愿神的话来激励我们。
So may the word of God encourage us.
我们有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
谢谢你给我们这本圣经。
We thank you for giving us this Bible.
里面满了你自己的话语。
That it is full of your word.
主啊，但愿这些话成为我们的力量。
May these words become our strength. And may these words also become our example. We all have this desire to be pleasing to your will. But we must confess that we are all foolish. But you said that your word will cause the foolish people to have understanding.
主啊，我们求你怜悯我们。May
you be merciful to us.
主啊，但愿当时候以色列人所遭遇的这些事。That
all that has happened to the Israelites in the past.
主啊，今天成为我们的警戒。May
they become our example and instruction today.
我们因着我们能够明白你的话语、你的心意之后。So
that after we have understood your will.
叫我们能够忍耐。May
we be patient.
叫这些话能够成为我们的安慰,
and may these words become our comfort.
更成为我们继续往前行的盼望,
and may they be the hope for us to continue forward.
我们感谢赞美归给你,
we give you all thanksgiving and praise.
主，但愿在这里实在能够有你美好的见证。
May your testimony be here.
主啊，求你遮盖我们。
May you cover us.
我们感谢赞美归给你。
We give all thanksgiving and praise.
奉主的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.